The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Most people don't believe they need to be saved. Ask, what happens when you die? Most people will answer, well, you go to heaven. They think going to heaven is automatic. When I celebrate the funeral of someone clearly living in sin, with someone whom they are not married, to whom they're not married, I pray that God will forgive them and at least send them to purgatory, which, through the mercy of God, they'll eventually make it into heaven, rather than to the hell of those who die in mortal sin. There are only a few people whom we know for sure already to be in heaven, the canonized saints. That's what the process of canonization investigates. We don't even presume that popes go to heaven automatically. Hence today's beatification of Pope John Paul II. My grandmother was a very good person, but she might still be in purgatory for all I know. So I pray for her. And a lot of people would be really lucky to make it to purgatory. Which is why our feast of divine mercy is such a comfort. In today's gospel, Jesus institutes one of the sacraments of divine mercy, the sacrament of reconciliation, of forgiveness of sins. On the evening of that first Easter, the day of his resurrection, Jesus appears to the apostles and says, "Peace be with you," to the very people who had abandoned him and denied him 3 days earlier, forgiving them this mortal sin. And then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them," thereby empowering them to bring divine mercy to others. Ever since the beginning of time, people have prayed, asking God to forgive their sins. But they seldom knew with certainty God's answer. But now all of that has changed. Sure, you can still and should still pray every day for forgiveness as before. And in fact, that's the only option available to most non-Catholics. And God is merciful. He does hear prayers. But without the sacrament of divine mercy, you don't know his response for sure. Hence the great blessing of actually hearing Jesus say, through the words of the priest, "Peace be with you. I absolve you of your sins. Come join me in the Eucharist, the heavenly banquet of those who have been saved." And over the course of this coming year, if this year is like last year, approximately 8,200 members of our diocese will receive for the first time one or more of the sacraments of divine mercy. 3,900 people will be baptized in a year's time or make a profession of faith here in Arkansas. 1,600 will be confirmed. 2,700 will receive the Eucharist for the first time, plus all the sacraments of divine mercy that we receive not for the first time, especially the sacrament of reconciliation, which is tremendously underused. What a sad missed opportunity. And then all of us who receive communion every weekend. In the year 2010, the Carmelite sisters here in Little Rock sent 2,450,000 hosts to the Catholic parishes in Arkansas. That's an average of 47,000 communions per week here in Arkansas. What a wonderful blessing. And in all these ways, what was said of the early Christians in our first reading continues to be true in our church today. Every day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. This year's celebration of divine mercy is special because of the beatification of Pope John Paul II in Rome today, May 1st. And this day is particularly well chosen for his beatification for two reasons. It's on Divine Mercy Sunday because John Paul II was the one who promoted this devotion and added this feast to our liturgical calendar. And secondly, on May 1st, the feast of St. Joseph the Worker, but it's also May Day. Okay, this is the communist feast of the worker. And John Paul II was the Pope whose witness and message of hope, of divine mercy, was decisive in helping bring down the whole communist system without any violence. Fruit of prayer, fruit of courageous witness, proving once again that the light is more powerful than the darkness, and that the truth spoken courageously penetrates the heart of all who are willing to listen. And proving also that divine mercy is not a reality just for the world to come. Divine mercy is also the power of God capable of transforming today's world now. And he invites every one of us to be agents of God's mercy, inspired by the example of Pope John Paul II. We too, working just as hard as blessed Pope John Paul II did to bring God's transforming mercy to others.